Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorla. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at open redirects. You know, always have a plan, right? That's what they say, always have a plan and plan the work, work the plan. And not just a plan, but a backup plan. And remember, there's lots of letters of the alphabet. So have an A, B, C, keep going down. A backup plan for your backup plan. Always have a plan. Because one method will not always work. You may have to switch from one method to another. And we see the exact same thing in denial of service attacks. Have you seen Akamai's report? Have you seen Akamai's report? You should see Akamai's report. Akamai's report covers this. They're like, hey, look, with denial of service, we're no longer seeing just one attack method. We're seeing multiple attack methods. So tip to you, be aware of the following attack method. That is open redirects. Open redirects is a way of redirecting traffic. It's often found in content management sites or websites where the developer said, hey, look, I need to pull up this page when the person says this. So in the URL, in the query string, that's my slash query string, in the query string, when that query gets passed back, fetch that page web server for me and return it to the user. It's a redirect. Good if you're trying to create a CMS with links and getting the right content and bundling everything together. Bad if you're not making sure that page actually exists, if you're allowing that redirect to go to local file sources, or if you're allowing that redirect to go to additional pages. So what will happen is, in an open redirect, you have some developer who's used that functionality. They haven't validated their inputs, which happens all the time. And you'll throw a URL there like fetch www.jwgorlick.com into that slash blog. And instead of it returning content from the local page, it will return content from my page. I kind of like that. Usually this is used for phishing attacks. So if my guys find an open redirect and we're going to leverage it, we'll usually use it for phishing. You'll see the URL. You'll think it's your own blog or your own company website. You click on it, it really redirects you somewhere else. However, it is also now being used for denial of service attacks. So an entire slew of web servers is targeted. The URL is sent to all those web servers go ahead and fetch it, and that creates some strain on the opposing web server. Not necessarily, I wouldn't say, an effective denial of service attack, because you would need a lot of web servers to match something like Mira, right, with the botnet that's targeting IoT devices and recently took down Dyn DNS. But needless to say, it is a method out there. There are tools out there that does this. UFOnet is one of them. If you want to grab it, take a look. UFOnet will have a list of open redirects and they'll send the URL out to all those servers. All those servers will grab it and then put load on that opposing server. Come to think of it, forget what I said about using my website for the open redirect. So what can we do about this? What can we learn? Well, A, if you're building software, look at OWASP's website on open redirects. Look at it, read it, love it, do it. Make sure that you are validating inputs and protecting your site against this. If you are doing an assessment on a website, check for open redirects. Make sure that's not there. Take a look for it and, including results. Monitor outbound requests such that the servers can't do that. Oftentimes with servers in DMZ, good practices are saying the web server cannot, from a IP perspective, fetch those requests. And if you're thinking about being a target of DNS or a denial of service, know that web traffic is what it is, and that's one more method they're going to use to get to you. Have you seen this? Have you had this flaw or been attacked with this flaw? Drop me a line, comments, social media, what have you, and have a good weekend.